Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
There are two new consultations underway by the Greater Cambridge Partnership, the first of which is designed to improve journeys between Waterbeach and Cambridge, and the second is the Eastern Access Route into Cambridge and from the Newmarket Road. And Lewis Herbert is the leader of Cambridge City Council and chair of the Greater Cambridge Partnership. He is on the line now. Good morning to you, Lewis.
Morning to you, Julian.
So these two projects at first sight sound pretty similar, really, because both are routes which are pretty congested already and also have some new build going on in the general area around them.
So the fundamental is that the Greater Cambridge Partnership is working on four routes overall, west to Camborne, southeast to Babraham, and these are the next two. So we're not proposing to dig up major roads. Essentially, these are all go across things like Coldham's Common in terms of any vehicles. But what we are looking to do is essentially provide the connector routes that give priority to public transport, like crossing that dreadful roundabout where the A10 meets the A14, which causes huge congestion and delays, as well as it's a signal to us, get out of our cars and try and use public transport. So we've got the route from the north end of Milton Road past the A14, major blockage at the moment, up to Waterbeach, and then we've got a route coming into the east from around the Quay roundabout on the A14 diagonally into the Romsey area. So I do urge people to, if you live in Romsey, do have a look at the eastern access. And if you live or in Tevesham or that area and Cherry Hinton and Abbey, and then on the northern route, anybody who lives in King's Hedges or East Chesterton, as well as Milton and Histon and Waterbeach, have a good look at the route there.
Yeah, because I guess it's not just, obviously, you know, referring to this as the Waterbeach to Cambridge route, but there's a whole swathe of people who will be affected, hopefully for the better, by the measures which are being looked at. And I think if we talk specifically about the Waterbeach one to start off with, I think you've got about four or so options, haven't you, of different routes that that could be used.
Yeah, they're general routes. So if everybody can think about that A14, there aren't many places to cross it. So unless you have a multi-million flyover or tunnel, there's two or three crossing points that could potentially be used. And then coming into Waterbeach, we really do need to do better than just have a new station at Waterbeach. So we want the existing residents in Waterbeach, as well as the new ones, to have high quality public transport and really a speedy connection into town. And these are not specific routes, and I know there's some concern in Waterbeach. We are not identifying specific routes at this stage.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I noticed my front page of the Cambridge Independent this morning has a picture of the Wright family, and they're pretty worried that their home could be demolished to make way for a bus route here. So no decisions yet? You know, how likely is it that this family and others will, I guess, have a compulsory purchase order brought in?
Well, absolutely no decisions. And if they're listening or other residents of Waterbeach are listening today, I'm very happy to take emails or for people to ring me up, because I just need to give assurances that there is no routes. As on schemes like Milton Road or Histon Road or other projects, I know there's a contention about the proposed route between Cambridge and Camborne, but that all of the routes have actually been chosen so that we minimise or preferably have no compulsory purchases. I'm not saying that there won't be, because we have to connect Waterbeach into Milton Road and similarly Quay roundabout into the sort of the area around Cambridge Lakes. So I'm not ruling it out, Julian, but at this stage, I appreciate shape people's fears, and I'm very happy to talk to people, but there is no current plans for a CPO. These are broad routes, and we are not at the stage of that.
And do you have a preferred route and method for this?
Well, the Waterbeach one?
Yes.
No, I really want to listen to the consultation. I think what we do know is that we can't do it on road. So people will say, well, why don't you do it on road? And if you just imagine what is proposed on the A10, that's limited. So, people just really do need to have a look at the plans. The booklets are very informative and very visual, so people will see. I guess there will be a meeting at some stage in Waterbeach, providing it's safe to do it, or we could do one if people... I'm happy to contribute if people organise one online. It's the indicative route. If you remember, and I certainly remember, because I've been involved in on the board of the Greater Cambridge Partnership since 2015 and a bit before, we spent quite a few years on the Cambridge-Camborne route and similarly on the southeast route out from Addenbrookes to Babraham. These are not quick decisions, and they are thoroughly assessed. And we're determined to make sure everybody knows what's going on and gets advance notice.
And bringing in the Eastern Access as well, the Newmarket Road side of things, are both of these looking at buses or the Cam Metro, which we hear so often about on this station? Is it a means to introduce that metro, or are we more likely to go with the kind of thing we have on the busway at the moment?
It's definitely needs to be linked potentially to the metro. So if you think of West Cambridge, if you think of the Science Park area, you think of Addenbrookes, which has already got the benefit of a really high quality surface route to the station. And you think of the sort of edge of Romsey and Cambridge Lakes. What we're essentially unclear about is how far out the tunnel would go if Cam Metro goes ahead. But I like to have a belt and braces approach to life, and I want us to have high quality public transport on each of the ways in. We really, really, really need to, and I hope I've emphasised that, we really, really need to get cars off the road. We've already seen too much return of cars, partly because people consider public transport not safe enough. We really do need to have people coming into Cambridge, some of whom travel significant distances, to be able to transition through transit sites, travel hubs, onto high quality transport. In the 2020s, that's likely to be buses. There's no imaginary other scheme. But in the future, it could be autonomous vehicles. I'm determined to give Cam Metro a try. But the mayor's been going at that for 3 years, and he's really got to start thinking about how is that going to be funded. And he switched back to technology that the GCP was proposing nearly 4 years ago. So the Cam Metro is not going to happen anytime soon, and we've got to have better public transport in 3 to 5 years, Julian. We really have to get cars off the road at peak times. We have dreadful air pollution starting to return.
It's interesting. So there were clearly some changes to the traffic patterns as a result of COVID-19, but as you say, there it's now starting to come back and return to normal levels.
Not quite, I'm glad to say. And I think some of those measures help, like the Mill Road Bridge, which is still subject to checking whether it really makes a difference, and a number of other projects. And so we want people to return to public transport. We will work with Stagecoach and others. We want to get East-West Rail. We definitely need to get a Cambridge South station. Cambridge North Station's been a stunning success. And despite what people say, the busway in from St Ives is hugely used and near capacity. So I think we've got the basics there. And if you compare us to other cities, we are not car-borne. And as you know, we're a cycling city for people who are able to do short journeys. So we really do want to fashion a switch. But if we don't start improving public transport, and if we don't get over the epidemic and make people feel safe to use buses, we will have gridlock again.
Just wanted to quickly ask you about growing numbers of COVID cases in the city. Do you believe that they're just mainly concentrated with the university, or should all of us be concerned at this time?
Well, we, public health, the university, are on top of the data and we are watching carefully. The nature of the university's testing, because they test 100% nearly of the students and all staff can get tests, they are doing high levels of testing, which means their cases are higher than for, say, the general 18 to 22 year olds in Cambridge. The relatively good news, and I'm very careful because I'm still reviewing, and other leaders will review this weekly along with public health and the NHS. The general picture, Julian, is that there's very limited current transmission into the wider population, number one, and the case numbers which I got yesterday for the latest case numbers in Cambridge for, say, over 55s are pretty static at the moment. But we'll be watching that, and also admissions into Addenbrookes, which, again, currently are low, but we're not thinking about that. We're thinking about what is the number of cases that are occurring, and how will Addenbrookes look like in 3 or 5 weeks' time?
Yeah.
So at the moment, the way that the university is doing it means that issues like a breakout at Homerton, and just the nature of the fact that they are separate, they don't have any shared accommodation, say with other units, say people from Anglia Ruskin, all of their people are in, all of their students are in dedicated accommodation. That doesn't happen in most universities, and they are on top of this, but I would like to see not just the flattening that's occurred this week, I'd like to see their cases start to fall in the few weeks ahead, other than the fact that some people in self-isolation are getting it because Homerton people are isolated. So people in West Block, in Homerton, are isolated together. So there will be some cases, but we are on top of this. We will be reviewing it every week.
Okay, that's good to hear. Well, Lewis, thank you very much, as always, for joining us. And we must stress, if you want to take a look, if you're living in the Eastern Access area, on the Newmarket Road, Romsey, as Lewis mentioned there, and also, of course, between Waterbeach, King's Hedges, or just generally interested, have a look.
Go to the
Partnership site.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do have a look. One last point is, do have a look at the proposed improvements to Newmarket Road early on. A Newmarket Road is a mess for everybody at the moment. So have a look at Newmarket Road proposals.
Okay, that's great. Lewis Herbert, thank you very much indeed. It takes us to 8:47.